Thanks for tuning in to the Prime Nostalgia, the podcast dedicated to entertainment from childhood. That's 80s, 90s, the latest 2000s. Cause Prime, you know it all, and Lee Boy be wild. And he's from all that, dropping gems for you to find. So that's orange, the light is line. Prime time is all the time. We talking about the classics, and there's so many. That's Lee Boy TV and PRIME. Now.
What's going on, people? It's me, the PRIME, coming with another episode of the PMP. We're here with the gang of people today. Starting off with my co-host, Lee Boy.
Hey, Lee Boy. Hey, put some respect on it. Lee Boy TV. Don't you ever forget my last name. Look, Mr. TV to you.
Mr. TV, okay.
If you're nasty. Look, Mr. TV, if you're nasty. Look, let me stop.
It's already off the rails. Anyways, we got two special guests.
Here we got the ladies of the Child Star Reboot. We have the co-creator, LaTangela Newsom. And we got the star of the show. Y'all don't even know. It's about to go down. We got Angelique Bates. Also one of the women of Nickelodeon. We'll say that as well. We've been talking to various women through from the 90s nostalgia Nickelodeon era for the entire month. We've already seen that we had... who we had? We had Kirkman. We had Natanya Ross. A couple of great episodes. So it's only right that we keep it going with LaTangela and Angelique. Say what's up to the people, y'all.
What's up? What's up, party people? So glad to be here.
And Angelique.
Hey, what's up? What's up? She said it for me, so I was just doing a whole little dance. Like, hey.
Okay, right.
And y'all know Angelique. They regulars. They both been on the show. Yeah. In fact, last time LaTangela was on, we was live, right? That was in L.A. That was a dope episode. I meant live. We were live in person. Not live, but in person. We were together.
Oh, right. Yes, we were. LA. That was the last one. That's right. I was trying to remember.
Oh, wait. No.
She's been on since then?
Look,
you got a better memory than me. Look.
Yeah, yes, no, she's been on because she talked about like Shark Tank and different stuff like that.
Oh, right. Okay.
And you know, Angelique, how many times you been on, Angelique? About 4 or 5?
Yeah.
Super regular. That's sis right there.
Offender.
If you haven't seen, I'm going to always plug this, the story she told about Prince with Marcus Polk, Cherry Johnson. It's a whole link up. Y'all go check it out. Just type in Prince Prime Nostalgia Podcast. It's just show up. Definitely a dope link that we have established here on the podcast. But moving right along to what we got going on today, Prime, I'm gonna throw it to you. But we got a bracket. You know, it's March Madness. You know, we got to keep it within the theme. So not only is it Women's History Month, which we're celebrating, also March Madness. So we got a bracket today. Prime, tell them what's up.
So we decided to do a Women of Television bracket, basically just a bracket of TV shows that's led by women, because there's a lot of great ones. We took these from fan suggestions. So like, these are shows that fans either said defined their childhood, inspired them, and or helped them in their adulthood, or their not adulthood. What's the word?
Coming of age.
You know, yeah, sorry.
You good. And real quick, we'll share with you how it looks. We'll tell you, say Golden Girls, Punky Brewster, Tyena, Sister, Clarissa Explains It All. We ain't going to say all of them. It's all okay. The good shows. Everybody at home can say it, can see it. But Prime's going to break it down bracket by bracket, and he'll tell us who's going up against who. So I'll go ahead and stop that. But we're back to the Prime. We got the view. Prime. How are you going to start us off, man? I want to get started. We ain't going to waste no time. We ain't playing no games today.
All right, I'm going to start from right.
None.
These are just shows, like I said, so some of these shows people may know that are globally, some of these shows we probably have to judge on the impact of how much people talk about them. So first show is Sex and the City and Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
I know y'all watch Sex and the City. Look, I know LaTangela.
Of course. Oh, definitely. And the new one, and Just Like That.
What about you, Angelique? You watch, you do the Sex and the City or a little bit? A little Carrie Bradshaw?
I watched it a little bit. I saw the recent one more, but yeah.
And you said it was Sex and the City versus who, Prime?
Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
Oh.
I watched that.
Okay,
Sabrina.
Wait a minute, the new one?
The old one, right?
Oh, no, we're going straight nostalgic. Everything nostalgic.
All these are nostalgic, yes.
Yeah, so we're talking about 90s, 2000 versions. If it's any reboots, reboots, I mean, you can take it into consideration for your vote, right?
You want.
You can if you want. This, it is part of the show. But for the most part, we're talking about the nostalgic 90s, 2000 version. So we got Sex in the City, Sabrina Teenage Witch. All we need to know, if you want to give a little spiel about why you're voting for one or the other, that's fine. But all we really need to know is which one you got going ahead in the bracket. Sex in the City.
Sex in the City.
Or Sabrina the Teenage Witch. Oh,
I don't even know if they're in the same category, though. Am I out of line for saying they're not even in the same category? Like, this don't work like
versions? No. They don't work like versions? They're definitely not, but all these were randomized so that they wouldn't be stuff in the same category. I mean,
Some
stuff has to be tough matchups. So we got a few, I think, tough matchups on here, but some are just randomized.
All right, so Sex in the City for me, for sure.
Okay.
And then, wait, before she votes, how are we doing the tiebreaker situation? Are we just doing us three? Are we all voting? All four vote?
You can do y'all three. I might if I have to, you know, tie, because if I vote, then it's
a tie. It could be a tie, yeah.
Yes. So I will be out of it just to explain the shows that y'all don't know. I could do that.
All right, that's up to you. All right, if that's what you want to do. So Angelique, what you got? Sex in the City or Sabrina the Teenage Witch?
Sabrina.
Ooh, look, that make me the damn tiebreaker.
Yeah.
Look. Oh man, Sabrina. Wait, who was on Sabrina again? Who was the lead?
Melissa Joan Hart.
It was Melissa Joan Hart.
Melissa, shout out to Melissa. I should have voted just for that reason. She directed Tyena.
So well, she has.
It's all right, Melissa. I got you.
She got another show. She got Clarissa coming up, right? Is that?
I don't know. It's the anniversary today for the show, so it's all over. Everybody's talking about it. So
Clarissa, right?
Yeah, for Clarissa.
Yeah.
And that is on. Is that on the bracket? Look, I got to pull up the bracket.
Yes, that is on the bracket. Yes. Yes.
Oh, I did like Sabrina though. Was it her auntie? One of her aunties was funny as hell.
Sabrina. Yeah.
But that's Sex and the City. Oh, this is the Prime Nostalgia Podcast. I will say I did like Sex and the City a little bit. You know, probably. Okay.
I didn't expect that.
I mean, it was a good show. Good show. It probably made me a little bit uncomfortable, a little bit, you know. It was all on Mr. Big Nuts, you know. I can't.
Yeah. Pretty much riding the set.
Watch all that, you know what I'm saying? I'm gonna say pause on that, all that. You know, all
that. And pause.
I'm gonna go ahead and just go Sabrina so we don't have to talk about Sex and the City anymore. On the next level of the bracket. Let's go with Sabrina. Sex in the City, you out of here. All right.
I'm shocked you even said you watched it, though. I ain't gonna lie.
I definitely put in some work. I mean, yeah, I like the dynamic between the ladies. They had some, you know, each one of them had their own character. They played it well, so.
Yeah.
And I watched the movies. I don't know. It was cool.
Yeah, it's definitely a good energy there, so.
He died in the new one anyway.
Mr. Huh? I look, I'm showing my two colors. I know everything. I tried to play like I didn't watch it, but I know Mr. Big, he died. He gone.
Yeah, it's in the first episode. Spoiler alert for anybody. We should have warned y'all if y'all haven't seen it, because I was shocked.
Y'all can judge me whether I'm lying or not. Like, I didn't watch it. I just know. Yeah. Died, so.
The next two shows is That's So Raven, Cigarella Alice Mac.
How you gonna do both of them like that?
Man, I'm gonna have to do Alex Mack.
This Nickelodeon gang over here.
Well,
yeah, Alex Mack all day.
Alex Mack.
Okay. Shout out to Natanya, shout out to Derek.
Natanya Ross, shout out to the homie.
Yeah, Natanya was just here. I mean, I'm gonna have to give the bias. Response. I don't
She's
have
not
to.
Gonna take that fake ass reaction or pick. Like what?
I'm gonna clean it up. Honestly, I don't have to.
You want to say Raven?
I love Raven.
Oh, I preferred her more on Cosby. I think.
I didn't really watch the show. I didn't have Disney, so. That's my.
Experience. I mean, shout out to Orlando too. I will say I loved Orlando on there. But
I like the people,
it was a rap on there, right? The intro music,
Right? Yeah, it was Orlando.
It was Orlando, yeah. So that's the only reason why I would pick Raven. But I'm going to also go with Alex Mack just because every time she turned to that damn puddle, we was like, what's she going to do now? door is she about to creep under? Remember she used to look out the puddle like, you got eyes in that puddle? I don't know. That was just crazy.
Exactly. Okay.
And a snip game. Trailblazing
with these shows.
So...
Alex Mack
goes through. This one is we'll get to it. We got the nanny and we got the Amanda show.
Oh Lord, he trying to get somebody out of here.
Man.
I'm not trying to do that.
The nanny though, because I really did like the nanny and
I was gonna say the nanny, friends.
The nanny, I still watch the nanny right now. Reruns be hitting. And it's so funny how like her voice didn't annoy us after a while.
You know, a little behind the scenes story. I actually made sure Prime kept the nanny on there because I was like, bro, the nanny was a fire show. And then you're gonna put it up against Amanda. You said this was randomized. Is that true?
I didn't make the list. I just put the names out there.
I think Prime being a little messy tonight.
He being messy because he knew I liked the nanny. I'm gonna keep it 100 right now. I'm gonna keep it 100. I don't think I watched too much of the Amanda show. Love Amanda. Loves and hugs and kisses and all that. If I ever see her again.
I watched some of it, but it's definitely like the nanny was just.
It was a traditional sitcom. It was. She was great. As far as Amanda show. I didn't watch much of Keenan and Kel or all that while I was there either. So it's not just Amanda. I just probably, by the time I was that age, and this was like 99, 2000, I was watching The Wood, Blue Streak. Yeah. We was on to the next level of entertainment. So, and the nanny just keeps it coming as far as the syndication and, you know, are they still showing the nanny? They should if they not.
Yeah, sometimes it still comes on. But that's a good point though. Like by the time the Amanda show came out, we were in a different, you know, age bracket. So it's like same time I've seen it, but it just wasn't something I watched on a regular for sure.
But obviously much love and shout out to Amanda. So
yes. If I did have a vote, I would probably vote for the nanny only because like Fran Drescher did like have a style that a lot of people didn't have at that time. And
yeah,
she was getting with the outfits a little bit. Our next one is Buffy and Lizzie McGuire because a lot of people insisted that this was going to stay on here, which I never seen that show, but a lot of people insisted Lizzie stays on this.
Question is, is Shia LaBeouf?
Lizzie McGuire was a good show.
He was on Even Stevens. My bad.
Look, yeah,
I didn't watch it.
Lizzie is the one. She had a cartoon on her. Show
yeah, whatever. I used to watch it. Lizzie and what was the other one?
Buffy.
Vampire Buffy. I like Buffy.
Buffy was on the regular channel, so I was able to watch that.
Okay, and that has a lot to do with it, baby. Everybody's not able to have premium cable channels all the time, so that is a very major point right there. That's true. That's real life.
Was she on the WB? Remember the WB was popping?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
I'm gonna go with Buffy though, because like I said, some of these shows too that I would watch, you know, I was still a little mature for my age. So the stuff I watched on the regular might have been a little bit, you know, older for the most part. But I don't know. I guess I would say Buffy on this one.
Yeah, Angelique, you're going. You said you watched.
I'm sticking with Buffy. I'm standing by Buffy.
This Nickelodeon cable gang, we don't deal with the ops over at Disney. You know what I'm saying? We don't do that.
They were charging.
I ain't gonna lie. I'm gonna go Lizzie McGuire. Only because I hate it. I actually got to watch Buffy a little bit. I never watched either one. I'm gonna keep it real. I just seen Buffy a couple times and I just hated it. So okay. I'm gonna just go with Lizzie because I seen the little it was like a little cartoon Lizzie, I guess, was something. It was
kind of like funny. Her inner voice or whatever. Well, yeah.
But I do want to highlight, wasn't Michelle Trachtenberg on Buffy? And that's Nickelodeon fam, so.
Was she? Because you know you get your people mixed up.
Maybe. No, I know she wasn't the main person.
Who's the star of Buffy?
Michelle Geller, Sarah Michelle Geller.
Okay, right? All right.
Yeah, just don't. Sure, hey, you trying to test
you
me?
Get,
look,
everybody with three names, you get mixed up. So I'll just make right, sure though, you
I'll
know.
I'll be getting the triple names mixed up. But Michelle Trachtenberg, I think she was like a low key vampire on there, a sub vampire or something. I think maybe I'm just wrong about that. I don't know. Like I said, I didn't like that show at all. So I'll Lizzie. But Buffy goes through. So
yeah.
All right. This one is probably. At least to some people, it would be difficult. We got Moesha, and we got Living Single.
What do you mean? That's hella difficult, sir.
Look, I think you got, somebody took a cue from, somebody posted it today, and I was like, look, it's just too hard. I plead the fifth. Y'all did too much with this list. I'm sorry. Like, no. Some things is just uncivilized. Like, why would you ask?
I think the person who made this bracket just wanted all the good shows to go against each other.
I'm talking about, they tried it on this one. Man, I'm going to have to go with Living Single, though. You got to pick Living Single.
Regine, Overton.
Yeah, because Regine is like inspiration for Maritza, and she's another director on our show, and I love me some Kim Fields, and that show is just it. Like, I don't know, but Moesha was too, but I'm going to have to say Living Single just because I have to pick one, but that damn theme song. You know, both which of them.
I was gonna say which one? Cause you remember the lady dancing on the Living Single behind behind the veil?
That was Big Les. That was Big Les. Was people don't know. That was Big Les right there. Yes. Wow. Kick that up.
And then Mo to the, and then and they remixed that like a couple times, and they was all
now fire. because Brandy,
they was all fire, all the Moesha intro songs.
But I have a question that could be an argument.
Oh, wait, go ahead, Prime.
Moesha, right? I know it's a good show, but how did she like inspire people or you know women?
What do you mean? Come on, bro.
I just want to know. Like, ask the question. I need this question answered.
How did she inspire
as the show? I'm talking about show wise.
How did she inspire her audiences? Her
yes,
like followers? In terms of like, was there some life lessons on Moesha type
yes.
stuff?
Yes,
I think so, man. I think so with her, you know, her dealing with her pops. Frank, I mean, they showed a good nuclear black family. That's something Living Single, it's just different shows, not to say that they didn't have good lessons as well, but they really showed what it meant like for, you know, Frank to be the hardworking at Saturn, right? Doing his best and taking care of his family, took in Ray J, who we found out was his son later.
Yeah.
But it just showed a whole lot of family dynamics. And they raised an excellent young woman in Brandy's character, Moesha's character.
According to Frank.
Huh? Not according to
Frank. She can't even go outside.
Well, that was the real part about it. Like, they didn't make Moesha the kid that didn't do some of the stuff we all did, you know? So they kind of kept it real in terms of the growing pains there and stuff. So
inspirational to young women, to me.
Yes. I definitely think that they're both top tier shows, but I have to go with my Living Single on this one, though.
Oh, Maxine.
Okay. Maxine Shaw. Talking about Sinclair and them.
Sinclair was funny. She might be
man. Overton. Yeah. I mean, what we talking about here?
All right, Angelique, it's on you. Hot button.
I mean, it's definitely Living Single. I mean, you know, shout out to Frey Joel. That's my boy, and you know, rest in peace, Lamont. You know, I love him. And but Living Single, man.
Oh, and Adele. Rest in peace to Adele.
Oh, and Adele. Yes.
Moesha. So that makes it easy for me because I could just give Moesha a sympathy, but whether it's sympathy or not, you'll never know. But I'm gonna go with Moesha.
Right.
Right. See
how you keep doing that?
I mean, but we got my guy Marcus on there, Miles, Ray J, Brandy, you know, Shirley Ralph. There's just so many characters on there that were amazing. And then they also had the spinoff that led to a whole nother show in the Parkers, which just puts a little bit icing on the cake. So I'm going to make it, even if y'all don't know whether this is sympathy vote or not, but it don't matter because Living Single is going through. So okay. I'm going to go with Moesha, okay?
Yeah.
Brandy, we need to holler at Brandy too. Y'all should have voted for Brandy. You know, we got some business.
Okay, I know, right? I know.
Shout out to Brandy and my guy Marcus.
All right, this next one, this we'll see. It's Clarissa Explains It All and his girlfriends.
Oh my god! See? If y'all don't stop playing,
girl, this hard one hard for me. This one's on hard for list. Me, actually.
Girlfriend. Yes.
Girlfriend. Yeah, I gotta go with girlfriends because that's the bad category once again.
Right.
Sometimes there's a such thing as a bad
that
make
it easy on me. Yeah. I can pick Clarissa again.
Okay, but shout out to
I can show some more love to Melissa Joan Hart.
Let me tell y'all, though, but I do love some Clarissa Explains It All. That was a great show to me, too. So, but
Ferguson?
Yes, this is not the same category. I used to love it. I used to love that. And there's a show, and I keep bringing it up. Y'all need to do a whole show about it. It is on, I think it's on Prime Video right now. It's 15. Nobody freaking knows about this show, 15. It was the realest show on Nickelodeon. I'm talking about it was the closest thing to Degrassi. Like, if, like, they could have had, like, a teen pregnancy on this show or something. Like, and it was on Nickelodeon. It was, like, a daytime soap. And, yeah, 15. I would redo 15 right now. Like, I would rewrite it. So, shout out to anybody that hears this. Holla at me.
I don't think a lot of people probably seen 15 because I believe it was a Canadian show that got adopted by Nick.
It was. It was. Yeah, you so. Probably know his stuff. He know his shit. Yes, he does.
A lot of shows that just wasn't by Nick don't get as much recognition as the show that they adopted. So
right. I just during the time when I watched it, it was hella popular and we could not wait to get home to watch it. So that's all I remember is me and my cousins just like, oh my God, and talking about it like it was the Housewives, honey. It was drama.
We just gonna nickname Prime the Nicklopedia. You know everything about it. Like I said, I'm going Clarissa because I don't know. I love, you know what? That is my favorite character of Melissa Joan Hart. That's my favorite role of hers.
Yeah.
She made us all want to be white teenage girls, like even as little black boys. Like.
And she, let me just say though, because it is the anniversary of Clarissa Explains It All today, but I saw her and I gave her, you know, a shout out today, but she directed an episode of Tyena for people that, a few episodes, I believe it was, and she's great to work with. She was awesome. And she was always somebody that the executives told us we should look up to because of her work ethic and, you know, how she used to put in the extra hours to, in order to become a director and, you know, direct the shows that she was once an actress on. So shout out to Melissa. She's a boss.
Dope. Shout out to Melissa.
She ain't winning the category, but yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But Tangela did mention Tyena, and is Tyena is on this list.
Tyena, you better be. Okay.
I'm just gonna say Tyena has a tough matchup. I am sorry, Lysandra. Tyena.
They always do us like that.
Tyena is going up against
Shade Room. They always do us like that. Shade Room did the same thing.
Sister.
Woo! Tans, why he do you like you got you know Tangela is on the
did
podcast,
not
right?
Make the list. Okay. I did not
make
the list.
I don't care. I got to vote for my people.
You better.
I got to hold my people down.
You better, because I'm going to have to keep it, you know. But I'm going to say that T and Tamara, we have the same birthday. We all July 27th. So that's the only reason why I'm voting. I'm sorry, Tangela. I'm going to have to go with T and Tamara, you know what I'm saying? Marcus Houston and all them, everybody that was
I ain't mad, though, because, I mean, I love Sister. Like, I mean, Daryl loves Sister. Like, he's going to watch it right now.
And whoever made this list, y'all just wrong. So
it's very wrong. It's very wrong.
Angela,
everybody,
say she looking like.
So we gonna have to relapse into what I said previously. Remember what I said about cable and regular TV?
Mm. Right.
But Nickelodeon was on cable too. I didn't even watch my own show. So with that being said,
that is sad. That is sad that we ain't even looking at the table now.
$3.99 was Sister.
What network were they on again?
$3.99
$3.99 TGIF, the whole basic.
So So
first Latina led show ever, not even on Nickelodeon, like ever. So yeah. And then our cast was so diverse. It was like, even though it was a Latina led show, there was a lot of brown folks on that show, a lot of black folks. So, you know, it was a very colored show, colorful show, I mean. And for that reason, a lot of people are like, you know, that's why I went to performing arts school. I didn't know I could do stuff like that until I watched the show. So just for that reason, it's very important. I appreciate being a part of it for sure.
Absolutely. And I will say a lot of these shows on here are like that, but in different aspects of being inspiring. That's kind of why a lot of these shows made the list. And our next one, this is the last one of the first round, but it's Golden Girls and Punky Brewster.
Golden Girls. Thank you for being a friend. What you mean?
That's why I say this one. This one was actually first on the list, but I say this one last because I was like, all right, well, this is.
I guess I kind of had that reaction because I feel like Golden Girls was an older show, but it was in the 90s, right? It was.
Yes, it was.
Late 80s, early 90s, late I believe. 80s, 90s.
Yeah. And then they play it so much you forget. You forget this, those are not new episodes. It's always on.
And then shout out to Cherry. We always, it's always somebody. We kick it right.
Yeah.
Wait, somebody we hating on.
Who we shouting out?
Cherry Johnson. She was
Cherry. Shout out to Cherry.
And
yes.
Friend of the show, friend of the podcast.
Definitely. She's a sweetheart
though,
Cherry.
And a mentor to some of us. She's great. So
yes.
Well, you know, we wasn't watching though.
Remember, I watched it. I was, you know, an 80s baby, but it's like I barely remember it. It was so early 80s. So
Golden Girls was smacking though, right?
Man, Golden Girls, you can't help but have that embedded in your soul. Like
I didn't vote.
I'll take her vote.
She didn't vote on this one. She didn't vote for the last one.
She didn't vote for this one, but I thought it was unanimous because y'all were just talking so much.
Oh, yeah,
I'm not doing Golden Girls.
Look, there you go.
Okay.
Punky Brewster.
See, we got
you
one.
You just want to be rebellious tonight.
I wanted the pro wings up in Payless shoes.
Oh, she a Punky fan for real.
Yeah, you a real fan.
Cause I don't know nothing about no pro wings. I don't know what you're talking about.
I know about Payless, though.
I remember the PF Flyers. What happened on the Pro Wing episode? She was mad. Who was mad they didn't get the Pro Wings?
I don't remember. I know I was.
That's all they had to do was show something on TV. Cabbage Patch Doll, Strawberry Shortcake. It was a wrap.
Right.
All
right.
Okay. Like,
Angelique. So Angelique gotta go. She gotta skedaddle. We ain't gonna hold you past your time, but should we just have her give her a little outro, tell people where to find you?
Tell the people where we can find you and give your, you know, your outro and your, you know, everything.
Hey, what's up? So you guys, so you can find me on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, whatever, YouTube, Angelique Bates. And God, thanks for having me on the show. I enjoyed it.
It was fun. It was fun. You know, I'll talk to you soon. So
yeah,
we'll let you know who won. You know, I'm gonna keep fighting out here for the real. Right. You know what I'm saying? We're gonna keep it 100, Nickelodeon or not. You know, I still can't believe you put Living Single versus Moesha. Why would you do that? I don't know.
Why. I did not do that.
Somebody did it.
All right.
Somebody needs to get slapped for that.
I had to go out with the Punky Brewster though. I had to fight.
There you go. Represent.
Y'all was about to put Punky out. Like, wait a minute.
No, we did.
No, but Punky was a good show, too.
We did put Punky out.
All right, y'all. Love y'all. All
right. Oh, So yeah, we are back from the break. We are talking women in sitcoms, women in television, the leading women of television, and we're having a bracket. It's March Madness. We have the ladies of the Child Star reboot. We're down to one, but it's all right. You know, people, we busy. We got things to do. You know, we're moving and shaking. So okay, and we got kids. I think it's probably just the kids. Yeah. I don't know. But we are back. We're gonna finish out the bracket. We just finished round one. I'm going to give you guys a reminder of where we are so you guys can see what's going on with this bracket. Look, we had Moesha versus Living Single, Buffy versus Lizzie, Amanda versus The Nanny, That's a Raven, Alex Mack, Sex in the City versus Sabrina, Golden Girls versus Punky, Tyena versus Sister, and Clarissa versus Girlfriends. You guys will see the results of where we are so far, and we're going to keep it moving along. Prime, I'm assuming you've been writing it all down, and just tell us where we're going from here. It looks like you got a vote now, sir. Your input matters.
Yes, so we are, unless y'all just go 2-on-1, then obviously.
But we could always double team.
Yeah. As I recall, Sabrina did win against.
Did it?
You voted for Sabrina, didn't you?
I voted for Sabrina. What else did we do? You're wrong. Sabrina lost.
Yeah. Angelique voted for it. All right, so we got Sex in the City and Alex Mack.
Sex in the City versus Alex Mack. Which one do you prefer?
I gotta go with Sex in the City.
See, look, Prime, I said we should have left it off. It's gonna go too far. Or I could knock it out right now. Mr. Biggs, Perry. Oh man. I'm gonna have to go. I'm going to keep it 100. I did like Alex Mack, though.
You know what? I'm going to go before you, so you can have the tiebreaker. I don't care. I'm going to pick Alex Mack just for the people of Nick. I'm
standing. Y'all going to stop doing my girl in the time with them fake-ass picks y'all be giving her. Like, y'all better genuinely pick. She don't want none of that fake love y'all got going on over there.
Well, I mean, okay. I've never seen the other show, so I have to go with Alex Mack.
Okay,
let's go.
Oh, you ain't never seen Sex in the City. Now that is out of line. I ain't gonna lie.
I haven't. I'm sorry.
It's out of line.
Just have it.
Well, I was curious. I'm like, what they talking about on this show? I'm trying to learn something. let me see.
That's why I didn't watch it, because the title was misleading. When I was young, I was like, it's not in the show, so I'm turning it. Like, I don't know.
I mean, if I'm being honest, I think Sex in the City is the better show.
Mm-hmm.
But if I'm giving my opinion, like one that I could live without, I'm gonna say I could live without Sex in the City. I'm gonna go with Alex Mack, because of the characters like Ray Alvarado, who he was definitely a representation for Brothers of My Pigmentation in early 90s Nickelodeon history, and he was himself. Darius Love, friend of the show. Friend in general, definitely always was a very natural, likable character. Same thing with Larissa. She was very likable, actually, on that show. Alex Mack was very likable, along with Natanya's character, along with Alexis Fields' character.
Yeah.
And you know what? And actually, this is what puts it over the top. The guys at the goddamn GC-141, whatever it was, the lab, guys were hilarious. The way they used to be running from them, and it was like, it's just an empty field, and you gonna let them get away in this desert?
That's when you know it's scripted.
Like, it's a desert. Where are they running to? How are they getting away?
Like, zigzagging.
Yeah, they zigzagging. The camera's going like this, and like, they in a whole truck. You running away from a whole SUV. That show was classic, man. I'm going with Alex Mack. And they always say the puddle. The puddle just takes it all the way out. So Alex Mack did.
The puddle. Yes. So, okay. Definitely.
And, you know, and they claim that was the biggest show on SNCC at the time. Really? Natanya was saying it was the biggest show on Nickelodeon. They had the highest ratings.
Wow. I mean,
all that may have surpassed them later on, but when all that first came on, Alex Mack was
the leading show
on SNCC and everything. So
that's somebody Sean is the numbers guy with the ratings. He will tell you the ratings of every show on Nickelodeon, Disney, the time and everything. So yeah, I can believe that though. Yeah,
so it probably went from Clarissa to Alex to all that, probably. Mm-hmm. As far as ratings go.
Yeah.
Loves Clarissa, yeah. She yeah. definitely trailblazer.
You ain't vote for her.
I didn't vote for her. Who is she go up against? No, I voted for Clarissa. That was that I gave my sympathy. Yeah. I voted for Melissa both times.
That's actually. When I had to vote for Sex in the City when it was Clarissa and Sex in the City or something like that. I don't
or
know,
Sabrina. You know, yeah, you didn't vote for Melissa either time. So just saying, just putting that out there.
Just point that out. Go ahead.
But
they're messy. I don't even know why I do this show.
Don't come back. Like, we're gonna call you out every time. You go against Nickelodeon, you the ops. Look, ops.
We got the nanny and Buffy.
Wait, what? Who and Buffy?
The nanny and Buffy.
Okay.
Oh, the nanny.
Nanny. That one's easy for me. Buffy was dry, man. That show was dry to me. I already said I didn't like that show.
It wasn't my regular show of watching. I won't say I hated it though by any means, but there's just
people just like Sarah Michelle Gellar for what reason? I don't know. It's the three name thing. That's all I got.
That's what it is.
The three name. But wasn't the one of the what was those three a bunch of three name boys that was on like what was Ted the Toolman Taylor, all that what was that show?
JTT.
Yeah, just, he was Jonathan a Lawrence.
Taylor Thomas.
Isn't one of them a Lawrence? One of them brothers?
The Lawrence brothers. That's their last name.
Oh,
right.
It's Joey Lawrence.
Let me stop.
Andrew and Matt. Come on.
So man. That's not Jonathan Taylor Thomas. I'm just making shit up. It's them three names, man. Look, three brothers, three names. It's just, I'm lost.
You said it, Pop. Say when you got three names, you can't deal with it.
As far as Buffy goes, I think wasn't Buffy like a she was like a superhero-ish type of thing. So I guess that's why people like the show.
And yeah, the magic of things and yeah.
But the nanny is just a lot of people say the nanny is annoying because of her voice, but you gotta drown out her voice.
Well, that's what I was saying. Right. It's like one of those things where it surprisingly didn't though. Like it was just funny. Like, I don't know. The voice was just her part of her after a while, but yeah. Guess either you hate it or you love it.
What we got next?
We got Living Single and Girlfriends.
Why would you do this? This one isn't as hard though as before.
Not as hard as the other one, but I will say it's still a little tough. But I will do Living Single for sure on this one.
I'm gonna roll with Living Single. I think Girlfriends is definitely inspired by Living Single.
Mm-hmm. They were filming store to us for sure. Girlfriends, we were filming, but
I like Girlfriends too. Another three namer, Jill Marie Jones, remember her. And then
she has a crush on her.
Yeah, that's why I said it. I didn't go that far.
Oh, you too?
I mean, you seen it when I looked over. I was like, Jill Marie, I remember. JMJ, but yeah, so I will though, Living Single, I just think the ensemble cast of Living Single. I mean, it was how many guys, how many girls? It was definitely four girls. Was it just Overton and it was just two guys? Just two guys. But yeah, just the ensemble cast of Living Single. And then you got Queen Latifah on there. Her dynamic with Sinclair was just amazing.
Oh, it was so good.
It was so good. In case I didn't vote, Living Single. But shout out to everybody over there on Girlfriends.
We got Golden Girls and Sister.
That's actually tough, man.
That is.
It's tough, but I'm gonna go first because I'm gonna do Sister just for me personally. Sister. Even though I love Golden Girls, but I'm sure y'all might.
We'll pay a little homage to both before we have to get one out of here. But, Golden Girls, I will say that show's ability to reach every demographic is just uncanny. Because there's no way I should be watching a show like that. But the jokes were just so perfect. The comedic timing on the show, the writing on that show, superior, I would say, to Sister. I don't know which one I'm going to vote quite yet. I just thought about Jack A. She was funny on it. She was funny
on Sister Sister. Yeah, but still ain't 227. So right. It was different. She was funny on there too, though. But she on 227, I think that is her iconic, of course, character. Mm-hmm. But she was great on Sister to Sister. I'm going to have to go with the Golden Girls too, because it's just something that I honestly get in my moods where I want to watch Sister to Sister right now. But I pretty much can't always watch an episode of Golden Girls. Like, late at night, early in the morning.
Yeah. It's one of those. It's just perfectly written. The character development is amazing between the four. They always stick to their character. They always have something to contribute to each and every storyline, each and every episode from their point of view. I would say, you know, I'm saying that's superior to the Sister Sister show. But yeah. The Sister Sister show just has so much, you know, it was just for our culture, obviously. And that's where the drawback is. You know, you had Roger, you know, always going.
I think.
Always getting sent. Go home, Roger.
Right.
A strong point for me to even vote for Sister Sister, to vote for Sister Sister over Golden Girls is Tim Reed, because he was so stern, but then he can be like.
And that was the father, himself. Right?
Yeah. I forgot what the dad name is in the show, but.
You know, I really like the background story between and Sister Sister is really dope. How they both had a twin and then they got the twins together and then they ended up making love work. Like, they weren't always in love, the parents, but then they, like, were they together? Not always, right?
No.
They were together for, like, a few episodes and then they never ended up together. Oh, well, we don't know.
It was a dope dynamic that they definitely created on that show as well. And it's going to be hard for me to say that I'm going to go Golden Girls.
Okay.
I'm going to have to go Golden Girls just because I'm just a really fan, a big fan of sitcom, right? Just the writing of sitcoms, you know? So I just think they just did something that will never probably be done again. I don't think you can get young Black boys to watch aging old women like that on a TV show ever again. Just keep going.
I'm gonna just say y'all gonna be mad in the next round. That's all I'm gonna say about that one on that side. But on this side, we got Alice Mack and we got the nanny.
Go with the nanny again.
The nanny and Alex Mack. I'm gonna go Alex Mack only because Nanny, great show. It's kind of like Who's the Boss or something. I don't know. There's a couple other shows I would say are similar to The Nanny. That's what I'll say. Versus Alex Mack.
How do you know if The Nanny came first?
I don't know. I don't know if they came first. All I'm saying, it's not as original as a show idea as Alex Mack.
I ain't gonna lie to you. This is tough. But I might lean towards The Nanny because of... I hear a lot of people talk about how The Nanny made them feel. Like, I'm just gonna tell you. I've heard two different sides. One side, obviously, they hate the voice. They hate the theme song of The Nanny. Yeah, they hate that. But then on the other side, like, her style, her way of doing things were not the original way, but they worked. And, you know, it's always a non-conventional thing. Alex Mack was, hang on. Yeah, okay, I'm going to go to Nanny.
Oh, you didn't want this Alex Mack? You didn't want to keep it 100?
No, there's nothing wrong with Alex Mack, obviously, but The Nanny is just... I guess I have been recently binging The Nanny. That's probably why it's fresh in my mind more than Alex Mack. So I'm gonna say The Nanny. And then that Fran Drescher be wearing, just be, you know.
I know she was fly. I mean, she was fly. I ain't gonna lie. She was doing it. She was killing it.
Yeah. Now this one is all y'all fault.
Okay. We'll accept the blame.
Golden Girls and Living Single. Y'all.
We did it to ourselves, though.
Yes.
What's up with the four lady women cast? Golden Girls, Living Single, Girlfriends. It's like a thing.
Oh, yeah. Boy, like, in girl groups is a shit, too.
Need a dynamic for whenever they have a dividing episode and it's 2-on-2. You know, you need it sometimes. Mm-hmm.
That is like, I'm almost like, I don't even know.
Damn, it's kind of hard, man. That is hard.
That's like impossible, damn near. Like, what? How are we going to...
You should have left Golden Girls out of this, man.
Oh, God.
All right, I'm going to go out there. I'm going to go ahead and put my vote out first. I'm going to say Living Single. I'm going to say Living Single because they inspire, look, I'm just making up reasons. They inspire Friends. The intro, whoever hit that, coming up, whoever hit that little side and they did the little spin. Yeah, I was practicing that. Yeah, I was practicing that move. That there was that. For the name Khadijah, any show that has a person name on their name Khadijah.
Okay.
So I'm gonna go ahead and vote. I'm gonna go with Living Single, classic show.
Yeah.
And like, I'm still convincing myself.
I'm telling you, because they're too similar, even with the storylines. So they both kept it real with the financial situations and, like, you know, how people, even with the Golden Girls, they talked about them being elderly and not being able to get jobs and being discriminated against, you know, because of that. They had lost their husbands. That's real life stuff, you know. And it's like, in order for us to live decent, because they all, both of them had really nice places to live. But in order for us to afford that, we got to, you know, link up. We got to do the roommate situation. So it was very, very real, both of them. Even the dilemmas with dating and, you know, people that are considered seniors want to still date too. Like, they're not dead. Like, so, yeah. I think they're both very, very similar, honestly. And I never have thought about that. But they're very similar shows.
I mean, with all you said, LaTangela, you ain't getting no vote.
I did, didn't I?
Did you say? No, nope. I was tried. Listening. I was waiting.
I tried it. I lied to myself. It said I had voted. Oh. Yeah. Already, I'm going to have to go with Living.
Okay.
You getting Golden Girls out of here? I only voted Living Single because I thought you was going to vote Golden Girls. Now.
You helped me kick them out.
Yeah.
I won't say
all right, so that's it. Yeah.
It do be hurting, but both of these are over 100 episodes. Golden Girls got 173, Living Single got 118, so they stood up there. They got past that 100.
Yeah, that's big.
Finals that we all picked together.
Okay, let me share.
We got on the right side of the bracket, The Nanny.
Nanny right here, down here. Mm-hmm.
Yep. And then, Living Single.
Oh, down here. Okay, yep.
Yes. So.
Wait. Okay, we got who now?
Oh, yeah, this is how the bracket goes. So this goes versus this. So Nanny versus Living Single. And then just tell us, before we vote, tell us who's on the top as well, the final four.
No, we are at the finals.
Right. Oh, we're at the finals?
Yes.
The final two?
Yes.
Nanny versus Living Single is our final?
Yes. Living Single, done.
We shouldn't
have let them. She
said this. We shouldn't have let the Nanny go this far. Yeah, we shouldn't have let the Nanny go this far. Nanny should have been out, man.
Man, it's a wrap. So it's a wrap. Living Single all day. I don't even know why you waiting like that.
How did the Nanny get that far? I mean, it's because we had Living Single versus Moesha. It's supposed to be Moesha at the end. Okay?
Yeah.
Why would you have Living Single versus Moesha in the first round? Whoever, Prime say he didn't make it. I believe.
There are other shows that could have been on here. We had Daria could have been on here. Half and Half could have been. I really like Half and Half, so that's why.
I know you like Half and Half.
Yeah, something nobody really knows. I was supposed to be on the show.
Oh, see, dropping gems. I just really like Half and Half.
Wait,
like,
you might as well spill. Was it Essence character? Who was it?
Yeah, it was Essence. They had me on hold. Essence. Nickelodeon. They didn't know if Shaina was coming back for a third season, so they was like, "We got to put her. She's on hiatus, and we got her on hold. If we come back, we got to have her back. We can't let her out." And during that time, it was like not double fisting in the industry as far as main characters, like on two different shows. If you did a recurring over a couple of episodes, then it became a character. So if you were already a main character on another show, you couldn't do that. You could do a guest role, walk on. But because there were two main characters, they was like, sorry, we're not going to be able to let her out. And I lost it to Essence. Love you, Essence, but that one was mine, boo.
I mean, she already gave her vote to Nanny.
Yes,
Nanny.
Yeah, she did.
No, Nanny got four. Don't be trying to. I said Living Single. You trying to take my vote? You see how slick? He tried it.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't want to say this is no contest, but
it's kind of no contest. I mean, shout out to the Nanny. They had an easy road to the finals, and this happens in the real March Madness. You know, it depends on who is in front of you. You can only play the teams that are in front of you. But you know, had the Nanny faced even, you know, obviously Golden Girls, you know, Nanny, Golden Girls would have took out the Nanny. Moesha, I believe, would have took out the Nanny. So they got an easy route to the finals, but they're getting blowed out in the finals in this championship.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, okay. It's Living Single. And, you know, I'm going to say I'm a little bit surprised that Living Single is all the way there. All the shows that we talked about that were great. To me, it's always the character work, the relationships is the most relatable thing. So, and Living Single was very, very, very relatable. You had to relate to one of the characters. I definitely wanted to be Kyle for sure. He was mm-hmm. so cool, but at the same right. time, you know, oh, he was just himself and very vulnerable as well. So yeah, I mean, we mentioned we had the ladies of Child Star Reboot here. Latangela is a co-creator along with myself. Angelique, definitely a star of the show. We have Christy Knowings who's on the show as well. She couldn't be here today, but she definitely sends her love and light and all the good stuff. So, you definitely just saw her out there with me and Amanda Bynes. If you guys didn't see that, please check me out at Lee Boy TV. We went out and supported Amanda Bynes. And hopefully that storyline will come out on this project that we're working on, the Child Star Reboot. We definitely want to bring light to not just women's stories, but as the title suggests, child star stories. But it's all intertwined. We're bringing light to stories that need light. And how's it been? Like, I mean, it's been a great ride. We're still on the incline. We're not going down yet. We still climbing up, but it's about to get, we about to hit that loop soon. Look.
My gosh. We've been, you know, filming for over a year now. I mean, these projects take time. That's, you know, big and small. It doesn't matter. That's just how it goes. But definitely it's different though. I mean, this is like not just the documentaries you're used to seeing. This is different. And so the vision is a little bit more to it than that. So it's taking time, definitely for sure. But we want to make sure we bring the authentic stories to people, because it's not just us telling you stories of like then and now type situation. It's us really bringing you into our real lives, like really trying to, you know, you're used to seeing these reality shows, but, you know, follow us around, see what it really is in our lives and the projects that we're working on, the complications, some of the things that we're dealing with, you would never know. Like a lot of people think it's easy street for us a lot of times, or that it's, you know, we get a lot of phone calls for things, or, you know, things are handed to us in a way that it's not. But no, even with all the dues we have paid, there still is a very complex life we live. And I just want to kind of, I've always said that. I'm like, I feel like two different people all the time. I wish people knew. I wish I could explain it to people. You know, I'm not looking for sympathy or handouts or anything like that, but it's just the whole attitude that people give you. Like, why don't you? I don't get it. I ain't seeing you in, or what's going on with such and such? You know, what they always form these opinions that it's just so not accurate most times. I just want to clear some things up for sure.
Yeah, I mean, and you alluded to it, you know, people are used to seeing us in a certain light, specifically on family-friendly television like Nickelodeon. So please tune in if you want to see us knock off a little bit of that fluff. You know, we're going to keep it 100. We're going to talk about all the woes of the industry. We're going to talk about us being in our lowest points and trying to get back up to our highest points. So follow at Child Star Reboot on Instagram. And follow us individually, and we'll definitely be plugging you guys and keep you guys updated on everything that's going on with that. In fact, go ahead and tell people where to find you specifically, Tange.
I am _Latangela on Instagram, Latangela Newsome on Facebook. And my My YouTube channel is not really popping like that, but if you look up Latanja,
we're gonna get it there. Look,
we get it popping. I just don't put up a lot of. It's not even that it's not popping. I don't upload content. It's probably why it's not popping. But yeah. But just so you know, I could have something to do with it, right? But just so you know, I'm on there and I will be putting more content. But it's Latanja Newsome. You'll see the banner says "My Life" because it's pretty much that's what it is. I'll be another way to bring you guys into the things that we don't show you on Child Star Reboot, which hopefully won't be much left because, like I say, this is real life from the people you grew up watching on TV. So those things that are relatable, those things that you go through, a lot of us go through the same thing and you would never believe it, but we're being honest, you know, it's like, I'm whatever. What do I have to lose at this point? You know? I just want to be honest about it because I think it'll help in life. You know, people want to talk about mental health issues and stuff like that in the entertainment industry, but I think we're touching on a point that is kind of overlooked a little bit. Like, this is the problem sometimes. This is why you see former child stars go off the deep end, because a lot of times you guys won't let them out of a box that they're trying to get out of, you know, and that goes for the industry and the public. So there's a lot that can be explained. And I think even just seeing us from, you know, on our day-to-day life is going to help people understand for sure.
Prime, I didn't say where to find me, but Leeboy TV, y'all know what's up. Prime, tell them where to find you, man.
And now that you got a shirt advertising, show the shirt
again. Oh, yeah. Hey, I almost... I'm the only brother that got his own cell phone.
Y'all can follow me if y'all want. You know, we got everybody else. I'm just at KVNG Prime Time. I'm just here. But, you know,
bro, you prime of the Prime Nostalgia Podcast, man. Yeah. Right. Downplay. Yeah. You prime, and, really.
Prime low. And, that's just prime. Just be quiet.
Yeah. And the podcast, Prime Nostalgia Pod. And am I missing anything? 80s, 90s, 2000s vibes. Go follow me too, because you know, I be having some good posts, some interactive posts. So you know, I be happy with my post. But yeah, so y'all go follow. From Angelique, from Latanja, from Leeboy, from me. I'm just saying Prime Time. It's all the time.
All the time, baby.
And we out.
Peace.
Thanks for tuning in to the Prime Nostalgia, the podcast dedicated to entertainment from childhood. That's 80s, 90s, the latest 2000s. Cause Prime know it all, and Lee Boy be wild, and he's from all that. Dropping gems for you to find, so that's orange, the light is line. Prime Time is all the time. We talking about the classics, and there's so many. That's Lee Boy TV and Prime. Out.